You wait with the news. This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Palestinian militant group Hamas has issued a statement rejecting Israel's order for all residents in northern Gaza City to evacuate within the next 24 hours to southern Gaza. The order covers approximately 1.1 million people, including those taking shelter in schools and health care facilities run by the United Nations. The spokesman for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says such an evacuation would be impossible to carry out without devastating humanitarian consequences. He said the UN is urging Israel to rescind the order to avoid turning what is already a tragedy into a calamitous situation. About 300,000 Israeli military reservists have been deployed near the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground invasion. The Israeli military said civilians would only be able to return home when another announcement was made. The order comes as Israel launched new attacks on Gaza Thursday. Israel says it has dropped 6,000 bombs on Gaza since last Saturday's shock invasion by Hamas militants through southern Israel that killed at least 1,300 people. The airstrikes have killed at least 1,500 people in Gaza. Israel says it will not let up until Hamas releases the estimated 150 hostages seized during the raid. Hamas claimed in its statement that 13 hostages, including foreigners, have been killed in the airstrikes. The UN said nearly 340,000 Palestinians have been displaced from their homes in Gaza. Iran says the U.S. cannot renege on an agreement to transfer $6 billion deposited in a bank in Qatar in the wake of Hamas's bloody assault on Israel. News outlets reported late Thursday that the U.S. and Qatar had agreed to block Tehran from gaining access to the funds. The money represents proceeds of Iranian oil sales that have been held in a South Korean bank. This is VOA News. The money was transferred to Qatar in exchange for last month's release of five Americans being held in Iran. The funds were intended for humanitarian purposes only, but the administration of President Joe Biden had come under intense criticism from both Democratic and Republican lawmakers after the invasion of Israel. The lawmakers argued Iran could use the money to support terrorist organizations such as Hezbollah and Hamas. Tehran has denied any role in last Saturday's massacre, but celebrated the Hamas attack as a success. Officials in New York say the state is on high alert ahead of global pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations planned for Friday. New York City Mayor Eric Adams and New York State Governor Kathy Hochul held a news conference Thursday to outline their security measures to safeguard communities.
There is currently no intelligence showing any active threats in New York. That is the entire state of New York. But in a moment fraught like this, we will continue to exercise elevated vigilance and impose measures to deter any potential violence.
Heightened U.S. security concerns, particularly over a possible flare-up of anti-Semitic violence, were spurred by the deadly Hamas attack. The effort to choose the next Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives continues. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has more.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He'd been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. Scalise was trying to peel off more than 100 votes, mostly from those who backed his chief rival, Jim Jordan, favored by hardliners who announced he was no longer in the running and had tossed his vote to Scalise. But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A founding member of the legendary U.S. R&B group the Isley Brothers has died. The New York Times said Rudolph Isley passed away Wednesday at his home in Chicago at the age of 84, quoting his brother Ernie. Rudolph Isley and his brothers Ronald and O'Kelly first hit the charts in 1959 with the classic hit Shout. Their other hits over the next three decades include Twist and Shout, This Old Heart of Mine, and It's Your Thing. Rudolph left the group in 1989, 3 years after the death of his brother O'Kelly, and became a Christian minister. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.